overall, the situation in the Central African Republic remains volatile and fragile. However, if we were to compare the Central African Republic at a time when the UN deployed its multi-dimensional mission, MINUSCA, and just 1 year ago when President Touadera was elected, and today, we've made tremendous progress. Bangui is safer. We're seeing more and more armed groups accepting to join the president's national program for disarmament. We have, however, to deplore the fact that due to the very recent upsurge of violence in the eastern part of Kar, the number of IDPs has gone a bit high. But I am confident that with the measures that have been put in place by the force, by MINUSCA, very quickly we will see consistent progress in the restoration of state authority. In November last year, the international community came as one in support of CAR's national recovery plan. And I'm very confident that with all of this put together, the country is in a right direction towards its own recovery.
Armed groups continue to be a problem for the country, and the UN mission recently even had to launch a military operation at the end of February in Bambari. What is the solution to this problem?
Force will never be the solution, but force has to be used, of course, proportionally and in a measured but effective way. And this is within our mandate, and it was clear that if force was not used at that very moment, we would be today seeing a sliding back of the country into the same chaos and conflict.
Conflicts rarely stay within borders. Could you give us an idea of some of the regional ramifications of the Kar conflict?
It's hard to say. I mean, just look at the countries around Kar. We can almost say without any hesitation that all of them are facing some kind of internal turmoil. And therefore, it is a fact that with these porous borders, this is a place where you have all kind of weapons, illicit, you know, trafficking of weapons, which also goes hand in hand with illicit trafficking of natural resources, and therefore it is a very volatile environment. However, one has to acknowledge that over the past 20 years, because Kar's crisis, current crisis, is not new; it's just a repetition of the same over the past few decades. And it should be really acknowledged that the Central African region, known as ECAS, that's Community of Countries of the Central African Region, have been extremely supportive of the peace process in the Kar.